invite you to pray with me this morning that the word of God that has been prepared by me this morning, especially on this day, is indeed what God desires to be preached. Would you just extend your hands this morning, church? Pray with me, pray for me, that I may be God's vessel this morning. The word of God's been proclaimed well today, amen. We now ask for God's word to be preached as well. Faithful God, trusting God, thank you for your many gifts today. We come before you today, Lord, hungry and thirsty for the bread and the wine that comes down from heaven. Nourish us today, Lord, and give us the word that will truly challenge us and inspire us. I ask you, Lord, for a blessing from your people, that I might be your humble servant today. In Jesus' name, the bread of life, let the church say, amen. 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 I want to preach this morning on one word today. One word. And that word today is wisdom.
Amen. Wisdom.
Wisdom. You want to title the homily today, you want wisdom, dot, dot, dot. I want to preach about wisdom today. You see, sometimes we confuse and get twisted what wisdom is. We think wisdom comes just by getting old. You can grow old, but never grow up. So wisdom is not just the passing of years. It's something different. Wisdom is far beyond simply knowing information. We can consume a lot of information on internet websites, but not be wise. And wisdom does not come from simply amassing a lot of college degrees. A lot of people go to university and college, but aren't very wise. Just because you have bachelor's and master's, even doctorates, does not make you a wise person.
Come on.
My grandmothers never went to college, but you won't find wiser people in our family than Mama and Mother Thorne. Wisdom is a gift from God.
Amen.
Wisdom is a gift that comes from the Holy Spirit. It's God's gift. To know what is God's will and allow God to order your steps,
yes.
Guide your feet,
yes.
Along the ways of the Lord. We need, perhaps more than ever, the gift of wisdom. If you were paying attention today to the readings, you heard about wisdom. In Proverbs, the first reading today, it said, wisdom has built her house and set up her table. Wisdom, according to this text from Old Testament, comes when we are in relationship with God.
Come on, yes, yes.
When you are in right relationship with God, when you eat at God's table, you gain wisdom.
Amen.
That the world cannot give you and the world can't take from you. It's a different kind of meal when you eat the wisdom of God. The Old Testament fathers called the bread wisdom, the staple of life. You need that wisdom in your life. And it says she has prepared her meal and she says, come and eat. Come and eat the spiritual meal that God's prepared for you, that you might be wise and judge the ways of God in a twisted world today. You listening to my young son who read so beautifully Ephesians 5 today. Paul was talking to a troubled church.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh my. Hello.
Troubled times he was dealing with. Because anytime you got people, you're going to have troubled times. The church of Ephesus had issues. And so Paul writes him and said, watch carefully how you live, not as the foolish do, but as the wise. Paul challenges, admonishes them to soak up wisdom wisdom that's needed so desperately then and now. As I mentioned before Mass, for those who came a little bit late, we were scheduled to have a pulpit switch many weeks ago. Father Gerard Marable is a good friend of mine, a black priest from Camden, who many of you know as well. And we had planned this to happen on this day. I would go to St. Bart's, he would come here. But the more I thought about it and prayed about it, it wasn't a wise choice to be away. When there's trouble, when there's challenges, when people are hurting, the pastor should be in the house. I say that because there's a lot of emotions we feel this week. This past Tuesday afternoon, the Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania issued a report on the crimes committed by priests. I'm not sure how you received that, but it made my blood boil. It made me angry. Long before I was a priest, I was an uncle. I will always be an uncle. And I will always love the little ones of my family. And the idea of someone hurting my nieces and nephews boils my blood. I've spent 20 years of my life working in schools, teaching high school, trying to be the very best man and priest that I can be. It makes me sick to my stomach to hear about what some of the brothers did to the babies. You don't hurt children. You don't mess with children. You don't do that. There's a sickness, an evil in child abuse. And we've been through this before. The county of Philadelphia has had 2 grand juries against the archdiocese. This is not new to us. What it does, it re-traumatizes us again and again and again when we hear about it. As the Archbishop of Philadelphia has said, we should be angry. And I am. I'm embarrassed at times, even to put on these robes, because what it symbolizes, but I have to go to the Word of God. I've got to go to the Word, church. Because the Word of God will give me direction of how I'm called to position myself in what I call the Catholic Church. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Your presence here today, and many of you who come Sunday after Sunday, who are faithful, I thank you. Because you didn't have to be here today. You didn't have to come today. And for those who join us today, who visit us, you will not find a more faithful community of people than the church family of St. Martin de Porres here in North Philadelphia. We are faithful people. But too long, for many of my brothers, I've asked them, how are you going to handle it today? I ain't gonna say nothing about it. To bury our heads in the sand, to forget, to ignore it, that's not wise. Wisdom challenges us to look deep into our faith and ask God for direction of how we handle ourselves in a twisted world. Some people say, oh, come on, Father, we've heard that before. Yes, you have. From Father Ed, from Father Steve, and you'll keep on hearing it because we have to call it out.
Yes, yes.
And speak on it and preach on it. Too often, the church, the bishops, the priests have told you, the lay people, to simply pay, pray, and obey. Those days are over.
Come on.
So often, we will say to you basically, shut up and dribble. Just shut up and keep on doing what you always done. Those days are over. There's no shut up and dribble here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. We don't do that here. But what we do, church, what we do is allow God's word to order our steps, guide our feet, wash our tongue in His word, in His word, in His word, in His word. That's what we're called to do. To allow God to direct us, to make us more Christian, to follow not this man. I didn't die for you. I didn't give my blood for you. I'm trying to imitate Him. You better follow Jesus. You better follow Jesus. You better follow Jesus. You better follow Jesus. You better follow Jesus, church. You better follow Christ. 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 Christian. You follow Christ. And so often we got so twisted. Men are weak. Just like you are weak. There is no perfect person. Maybe the president or the archbishop, a teacher or a student. We're human. But your faith, I dare to say to you as pastor today, rooted in Christ, rooted in Jesus. What does the altar say? Give me Jesus. He'll never disappoint you. He'll never forsake you. And a wise person doesn't just know a lot about Jesus. You can master theology and not know the master. The wise person knows Jesus as your friend who walks with you and talks with you. He's that one you say, precious Lord, just take my hand. Lead me on, come on, Aretha, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn through the storms, through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. Sometimes we gotta go there, church. That old school religion, that old time religion. We gotta go there. Yes, Paul says the days are evil. Therefore, do not continue in your ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of the Lord. The wise person is always thirsty, hungry, tasting and seeing the wisdom of God. And Paul says something we all need to hear today. Do not get drunk on wine. I gotta stop right there for a minute. Nothing wrong with a glass of wine or cold beer. What Paul is saying is that you don't get drunk so you can't understand and function in the ways of God.
Come on, preach, sir.
You see,
make it plain.
If I'm driving my car, I had nothing to drink, I can drive and operate my vehicle correctly. But I've had four or five drinks and dare to get behind a wheel, I cannot operate effectively, and I cause danger to myself and to somebody else.
Yes, yes.
We cannot get spiritually intoxicated with anything but God's word.
Come on, yes.
To be intoxicated with the word of God, with the spirit, so we understand how to operate. Y'all ain't with me. Operate yourself in the ways of God. What am I saying today? What I'm saying today is that it's in moments like this, we could walk away. You could. You could ignore it, but you could, as I like to say, stay woke. Stay wise. Stay focused on your faith in the Lord. Let no one take your faith from you. Let no one take your faith from you. Let no one take your vocation from you. Let no one take the faith that God has given to you. You continue to search for wisdom. Wisdom in your life, to be a wise woman and a wise man. We might be a more humble church, a less clerical church, a less excluded church, a church that truly is Christian, transparent, and honest. Would that the bishops would call out some good nuns to help them out. Call out some good lay folk to help them out. Call out some folks who truly are focused on what really matters. But as for me, I'm gonna let God order my steps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see, it's been a tough week trying to be a priest. But you see, I got a new walk today. I got a new walk today. You see, I'm gonna let him order my steps in his word. I got some new shoes on today to allow God to order my steps in his word. I got a new struck today to allow God to order my steps in his word, in his word, in his word, in his word. Order my steps, wash my tongue in his word, that we might be and continue to be St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the kingdom of North Philadelphia, God's kingdom, here on 24th in Lehigh. Order my steps in your word.
Every day of my life, Father, send over. it's